John, in the end, a narrow 1-0 defeat. Did you deserve at least a point from that one this afternoon?
I'm careful what I say, haven't I? Because I don't know, I bore myself sometimes with these interviews. We can't get carried away with pleasing ourselves for getting beat. It was a carbon copy of the Plymouth game. Unfortunately for us, it was the same ref as well. We played well. We were the better team. We didn't deserve to draw. We deserved to win, hands down. You know, their goal was a bit of a fluke. We're disappointed with the way we defended the throw-in, but it hit Matty Pearson in the face and gone in. And that was the first time they'd had an attempt on our goal. But, you know, if you create the chances that we created today, clear-cut ones, one-on-ones, and you don't hit the target, or you hit the man straight at the keeper, you know, it's all about finishing. And I thought we were better than Northampton in every department today, apart from one thing, putting a ball in net. And they've got a fella, Mark Richards, that's why. Be careful what I say here, because I'm still in the strikers' union, but that's why they should get paid more money than anybody else, because they make the difference, and he's made the difference today. And that's probably why they'll threaten to go up automatic and we'll have a battle on our hands. Billy Key's overall play is magnificent. And the way Billy plays, he's not going to get the chances that Mark Richards gets. So to compare them is difficult. But the system we play is heavily based on the three players who play behind getting the chances, and they all had chances today. And unfortunately, their keeper, similar to the Plymouth game, their keeper walks away at man of the match and we end up with nothing, and they end up with 3 points. And the disappointing thing is that, you know, everybody who was at the two games, the Plymouth game and this game, would know we should have 6 points more than what we've got. And Northampton and Plymouth should have 3 less than what they've got, and that'll put us near the top. So that's the fine margins, but you can do one or two things. You can bemoan your luck and sulk, or you stick your chest out and go again. I don't know what I want to do. And I've got to say, I'm really disappointed with the results, because I could see it going the way the Plymouth game went. And funny enough, they scored at probably the same time the Plymouth scored in that game. But I'm really pleased with the appetite that we showed today. It wasn't for the lack of effort. The players ran themselves into the ground. We showed our intent from the first 20 seconds when we were at the bar. And we were on the front foot for the whole game. And the only thing I can take solace from the fact is that last time we turned them on these performances against the top side and never won, we went on an unbelievable away run. So hopefully we'll do the same.
Is it a bit of a two-edged sword when you create chances and just can't stick them in the back of the net? You must be really pleased to be creating them and just tearing your metaphorical hair out and missing them.
I mean, I was full of praise for our lads when we lost to Plymouth. And I keep referencing the Plymouth game because it was a carbon copy. But you got to be mindful that you don't congratulate them for losing, because you can quickly set a mindset of accepting that it's not about the result, it's how you play. And it's not an aesthetic game. It's not figure skating or ski jump or, you know, whatever else you get marked on artistic quality. It's about cold hard facts of scoring more than the opposition. It's an invasion game, and you've got to win your battles, and you've got to score your goals, and we've got to put that right, and we'll work hard on the training pitch to put that right.
Were there one or two things that might have gone in your favour today that hadn't, particularly in the first half?
Well, what can I say about that? Everybody in the ground knows it's a sending off, so me adding any other comment on that is pointless, isn't it? You know, it's one of them things.
Is it the fine margins, though, when a decision doesn't go your way, when you kind of expect it to, and suddenly it turns out that the player in question in Cresswell was terrific?
Was he terrific? I thought he did okay, to be honest, but the disappointing thing is that not only have you not got the foul and the sending off, you've also been denied another one-on-one. The way our luck was going today, we'd probably have to keep his legs, but it's still, we've been denied that chance by a foul. And, you know, I can't second-guess the referee. That's up to his own decisions. He makes them decisions, and that's why he gets paid to do it, and he's a professional, or he's at the top of his game because he's refereeing the Football League, and I'm not a referee, so I have to abide by his decisions. And, you know, I think what you've got to accept is that people make mistakes, and you've just got to, sometimes they affect you more than they affect other people, but you've just got to be pragmatic and live with it. There's no point moaning about it and screaming and whinging and hiding behind it. I mean, yeah, it would have made a massive bearing on the game. But we had enough chances to win that game anyway, so we shouldn't have come into it.
Next time you play, it'll be January. Are you expecting it to be a busy January?
In my way, playing
with
games.
With the window being open?
No. Mm-hmm. Our windows are shut. So.
In or out, I did mean, to be fair.
There might be one or two of the fringe players going out on loan, but I can't see anyone coming in, and I can't see anyone getting transferred.